Well, Joe Thomas, the Browns' Pro Bowl offensive tackle, was out and about the community this afternoon. He visited Messiah Lutheran School, that's in Fairview Park, where a class of fourth graders helped raise some money for the Cleveland Animal Protection League. Our own Danielle Lavelli was there. Danielle, the fourth graders really enjoyed having Joe Thomas on hand.
Yes, they sure did, especially obviously because he plays for the Browns, and many of them were very interested in asking him questions about football as well as things like what kind of movies he likes and what's his favorite food and favorite color. It was just a lot of fun, and the kids had a lot of energy, and it was a great time today.
And you said some of those questions were pretty tough.
I would say the majority of all the questions that the kids asked Joe were very tough, from Peyton Hillis to what is his favorite play on the team, who's his favorite player in the league. I mean, for fourth graders, their breadth of knowledge was extremely intense.
Cool. All right, let's give a listen to what you asked Joe regarding those questions.
It's a lot of fun. Anytime you can get together with kids and make them sit down and sit still for 5 seconds, you're going to get some pretty funny questions out of them. And I'm telling you, they throw some zingers out there that are pretty tough to answer.
And for those who don't know much about the APL, what could you express to them how important this is to either donate or think about adopting from the APL?
Well, it's really important because there's a lot of dogs and cats and other animals in our community that don't have homes, and the APL does a great job of caring for them and getting them to the point where they can be adopted and getting them off the street and getting them out of the kennels.
I'm here now with Sharon Harvey, the CEO of the Cleveland Animal Protection League. So this is the third year that Joe Thomas has partnered with the APL for this program. What about working with him and the kids makes this so special?
Well, I think we had a really great initiative building with reaching out and doing the Doggy Dollars Kitty Cash program with adults and with individuals. And what Joe and his wife Annie brought to us was the ability to do that outreach to kids and to schools. And watching Joe and Annie's commitment both to children and to animals and to being a spokespeople for, you know, these little people and these little lives that, mm-hmm. that don't speak for themselves sometimes. Although yeah. the kids here, they were doing a pretty
yes,
good job.
They were
yeah,
doing
they
a
are
good job.
But it just is so overwhelming to us. We're so grateful.
The teacher, she had said that this class raised over $700 in 1 week. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we are, again, so grateful to Mrs. Minich, to the school, the whole program, the fact that they just decided to do this because, again, they wanted to give back and they value our mission. They value the lives of animals and homeless animals. This is where it all starts, for children to learn this and children to embrace this and in a week raise this much money. Wow. I'm so optimistic for all of our futures.
Yes. That's pretty incredible. And for those who are interested in wanting to donate to the APL or learn more about adopting or the APL in general, where can someone go?
Go to our website, www.clevelandapl.org. You can see all of our adoptable animals out there. The pictures on our adoptions page update real time. There's a donate button. You can learn about volunteer opportunities and all kinds of other programs that we have in place that are helping the animals in our community.
Thank you so much for your time, Renee. Back to you, Vic.